Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow us on social media. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. We got Rob Woodson, the Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, coming up at the bottom of the hour. That's always fun as he checks us out every week. So keep it locked for that. Also, sources say coming up to end this hour. But before we get into all of that stuff, Rob, there were some good games. I mean, I thought Tennessee-Baltimore was a game everyone wanted to watch. I thought it ended up being a really good game. Obviously, competitive, goes into overtime, and Tennessee wins.
Derrick Henry with a walk-off.
Well, Rob, he did what you and I were talking about on Friday. He got better as the game went on and as he got more carries. And some of that, I think, was he wore down their defense, you know? And he had 44 yards, I think, in the first half. And then he just ran roughshod late in the game and ended up with like 130, something like that.
133 yards.
Yeah, there you go. And as you said, the game winning touchdown run. But that's an example of what a workhorse back can do. And so that was a great game. There were some other ones as well. But I was as into the New Orleans-Atlanta game as I was into any other game this weekend because of Taysom Hill. We know it was kind of controversial. Everyone thought they were going to go with Jameis Winston, and instead they went with Taysom Hill as the starter for the injured Drew Brees. And we both thought, you thought it was definitely the wrong move. I wasn't sure, but I didn't expect much from Hill. I didn't expect him to thrive as a starting quarterback. And I'm not going to say that, oh, he's arrived. He can be their next quarterback, you know, their quarterback of the future when Brees is gone. You know, obviously it's too early for that.
Oh, yeah. And we just talked to Mike just said the same thing. Like, he doesn't look like he's a quarterback. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
no, well, I'm going to give him this. He played well.
No. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, like, the what you would consider a quarterback.
I mean, he's not a drop back passer by any stretch of the imagination, but he definitely throws it much better than Tebow. And I think even runs it better. Tebow obviously more powerful, but Taysom's actually, I think, a pretty good runner. But anyway, he looked good, Rob. I got to give it to him. They beat Atlanta 24-9. He was 18 for 23, 233 yards. That's 10 yards per attempt, which is pretty darn good. Didn't throw for any touchdowns, but he ran for two. And he was their leading rusher with 51 yards on 10 carries. And watching it, Rob, it made me feel like, okay, we kind of alluded to this on Friday. I think they went with him because he'll do more of the safe things. He did try to throw it downfield a couple of times. One was just ridiculously underthrown, and I think the receiver came back and caught it, but it was a horrible pass. But he threw short pass as well. He hit Michael Thomas. He hit a ton of times, and he ran it well. And he didn't, you know, make any bad decisions for the most part. He fumbled after a 20-yard carry late in the game. But I thought he looked good. I think he would have a hard time playing that way for a long period of time because he's not like, you know, Lamar, Russell Wilson, really any of the other running quarterbacks we've seen. He runs like a fullback. And he took a couple shots, And I just think over time, you saw it at BYU, he had four season-ending injuries.
Right.
And so I don't know that this would be long-term sustainable, but I got to give him his props. He looked good on Sunday.
Here's the other thing, too. And I'm not – you got to play who's in front of you, Chris. It was Atlanta who everybody's beaten.
Right.
Atlanta's just not a good football team. And their defense, anybody quarterbacking – As I talked about earlier, their defense has been, Chris, tremendous. That's why they've won, seven in a row?
They look like the best team, regardless of quarterback, right?
Right. Just like whoever, doesn't matter. Yeah. If you're giving up, what did I say it was, 25 points in the last three games? Chris, that's 8 points a game? Yes, you're going to win in the NFL when you're averaging, giving up 8 points a game. And they got after the quarterback, Matt Ryan. They were all on top of him. Sacks galore. When you're doing that, you're going to stop the opponent and win the football game. And but there was a little pushback, Chris, from some players, not all. And this is some of the stuff I was talking about when I alluded to it on Friday, just about, you know, players know who should play, Chris. You know, right. That's why you can't, when it's about a equal level playing field and people out there, you can't slip somebody in. They know who's good and who's not. Am I right?
Right.
No doubt about it. And they players won't tolerate that because it's what they do. It's all the energy they're putting on. And if they see you try to slip a guy in who's not better than somebody else, there's going to be a problem. And there were some players, Adam Schefter reported that there was a little pushback that Hill was given a nod over Jameis Winston because of the resume, Chris. And I talked about it before. You could talk about the 30 interceptions all you want, but if you just talk about resumes and what each person has accomplished in the NFL, there's no doubt about it that Jameis Winston is a better quarterback than Hill. Now, whether or not, and it worked out because they won the first game and he played well. So that squashes it for now. But it would have been a little different.
I think part of that too, Rob, and this is speculation, but I think it makes sense. They probably are seeing Winston more in practice because who's gonna emulate the opponent? It's not gonna be Taysom Hill because he's not, you know, he's a rare type of quarterback. Right.
Right. You're not preparing for that. I agree
right.
with you.
So it's gonna be Winston that you're looking at, you're seeing more. And I thought maybe this decision was made because he hasn't looked good in practice, but apparently he must look pretty good because the players are, you know, saying that he should have been the starter. I agree. It's not even a discussion as to who's done more in the NFL.
Right. We all know that. That ain't even a conversation.
Right. He led the league in yardage last year. And you know, they were 7-9. Some of that, no doubt, empty calories, those yards, but still. He threw for 320 yards a game, 319 yards.
Right.
Exact,
you don't do that by accident if you don't have any talent.
Right. Like, so we know it's not even close who's done more in this league. What I will say is this, though. I don't think Winston's resume is great enough where, you know, it should be an uproar or big controversy. Like, how in the world are they starting Taysom Hill over Jameis? You know what I mean? Like, because we know Jameis, for all his, you know, good things he does, he's got a turnover problem, whether it's fumbles, whether it's picks, whatever. And so I do, and let's face it, not many people wanted him. They got him for $1 million. And so while I, again, thought that they would go with him, I think he's, you know, certainly got more upside than Taysom Hill. And has definitely accomplished way more. I couldn't go to bat for him like this is a travesty. Winston should be starting because he has made a lot of errors and mistakes. And again, I didn't know this was coming, but Taysom did look good, at least on Sunday.
Yeah, like I said, you get in, you play, Chris, and he didn't have to make those throws, right? Because they're playing Atlanta. And at some point, he'll have to make some throws, right? At some point.
He made some decent throws, but his long balls weren't very impressive.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. And at some point, that'll show, and then people, if he makes those, Chris, then players will have a very little leg to stand on. But if he doesn't, then or they lose or there's something and he can't make throws or something, then it'll be open for discussion again. But I'm not surprised that some players just thought, wait a minute, what's going on here? Not having, because, you know, Taysom Hill just hasn't played that much for him to have enough of a body of work for everybody to just sign off on it with sight unseen, you know?
Right, right. But he, you know, according to the reports, people believe in him. You know, the whole team, he's kind of one of those inspirational figures that, you know, everybody's kind of drawn to. Seems like an optimistic type guy. And like I said, he played well. I couldn't find fault. First half, they weren't, you know, they weren't moving the ball much.
It was 10-9.
Yeah,
right?
he wasn't putting up a lot of points. I don't want to make it like he was awesome, because he wasn't. You know, at 233 yards is not something in today's NFL that you write home about. But I got to be honest, Rob, I wasn't expecting much. I was kind of expecting this dude to fall on his face. And I thought he ran it. Like I said, he ran it well. He ran it for two touchdowns. And he threw it well enough. You know, he actually made some nice throws.
Right.
He had a drop or two. I mean, Michael Thomas dropped one right in his hands. So I'm intrigued to see what he does. You know, Jameis Winston's career, and I'm sure his career is not over, but, you know, he should get another shot, whether it's in New Orleans or somewhere else as a starting quarterback. I would be shocked. Freaking negligence on some team's part.
He'll get a shot.
You know what
somewhere.
I'm saying?
There'll be an opportunity. He's too young, Chris.
Talented, young, and you got to think he's learning, right, in New Orleans.
You just said it with the – he led the league in passing yards. He could throw the football. That's not the issue. It's about making better decisions with the football, Chris. It's one thing if you can't get the ball there. It's just a matter of making the right decisions, maybe not forcing as much.
Right. And if I'm another team, I'm thinking he's learning in New Orleans, whether he ends up playing in the games or not. He's got to be learning under Drew Brees, you know, in practice, watching in the games, you know, all the quarterback room, all of that. If he's not, then he may just not want to be, you know, put in the work and have the discipline to be a very good NFL quarterback. But I think he's been humbled. I think he, you know, is smart enough to say, all right, let me learn. Let me learn from this guy and come back as a better player. So I definitely don't think it's over for him by any stretch. And who knows? We may see him before Drew Brees coming back. Yeah,
you never know. So he has to be ready in case Brian Flores is coaching the Saints and at some point in the fourth quarter decides to pull the plug. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, Taysom Hill ain't irreplaceable. That's for darn sure. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Did Taysom Hill, listen closely, show enough yesterday to quell any concerns inside the New Orleans Saints locker room about him being the starting quarterback until Brees gets back? We will continue this conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios on a Magic City Monday. Also, we're brought to you by AutoZone. Now, look, all of you out there with your rides, you want to spice them up, add little things here and there, or just maintenance. Whatever your case, you need to get to AutoZone because they got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means whatever you need, you can get it, and you can get it fast. Some jobs just can't wait. You got to get it done immediately, and that's where AutoZone steps in. They've got a free same-day store pickup where you can, you know, order something online, pick it up that day. And then they got free next day delivery as well on over 100,000 parts. So AutoZone does great stuff. I see them all over the place. I feel like on every corner. And whenever I've been there, they have never disappointed. So visit AutoZone.com today and start your job fast. Get in the zone with AutoZone. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Were you impressed with Taysom Hill? I was. Did he do enough to make his teammates feel better about him starting over Jameis Winston.
All right, let's kick it off with Eric in Seattle. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Let me guess, it's raining up there.
Yeah, it is. It's sprinkling right now, but not too hard.
It rains every day up
oh
there.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's more overcast than rain every day.
Yes.
But, you know, you're still the man, Rob. Chris, you're okay.
How is he the man?
I love Seattle. That's one of my favorite towns. I love Seattle.
I want to hear this.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
How is he the man and I'm okay?
Okay. What I got for you guys is what I think is going on.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Eric.
What? I give you a little bit of pushback and you just melt? That's
Chris wants to know why I'm the man. Tell him why I'm the man.
And why I'm okay.
I did not hear him.
No. Stop it.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, Rob is the man because he schooled you every day.
Oh, God. How much did he pay you? How many pairs of Jordans did he send you to say this? This is ridiculous.
Come on, man. I listen to the show every day, and his stats, his points, everything is on top.
My man.
Real talk, full disclosure, do y'all know each other?
No, we do not.
No, real talk. Other than talking, I don't hear it a couple of times. But,
yep. All right, go ahead, Eric. Go ahead with your point, man. I appreciate your support.
All right, brother, from another mom.
As foolish as it is, but go ahead.
Oh, my God, Chris. I think what's going on with the Saints up there in Sean Payton, I think they really don't want to showcase Jameis Winston because they want to keep him on the cheap for a couple more years because Drew Brees is probably out the door.
But I don't know about
you
on the cheap.
That, Rob?
I don't know, Eric. Because depending on what happens next year in the quarterback market or whatever, and if he gets in and plays well or something, just like Teddy Bridgewater had a serious injury, Chris, remember, right?
Right.
Lost his job in Minneapolis. And what happened? He got a nice deal in Carolina. So he got to play 5 games. They were 5-0. He didn't have any crazy numbers.
The caller's point is that if they let Winston out there and he looks good, they could lose him next year they lost Bridgewater. But
I don't believe that.
I get his logic, but I don't think that's the case. I think you play the best. You put the guy you think.
Sean Payton's trying to win another Super Bowl, Chris. Right? Come on, seriously. What do we always say? I always say anybody can win one. You want to put your name in there, win a second one, Sean Payton, and people will look at you as one of the great coaches in the NFL.
Right.
Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
My uncle's from another mother, man. Hopefully y'all staying blessed and staying healthy out there. How y'all holding up?
Doing good.
We are, brother. I'm doing well, man.
Knock on wood, man. Thank God. I mean, I cannot get over how many people are ill and have it. I'm stunned every time I look on Facebook. Stunned.
Right, man. Yeah. I just found out two of my future wife's coworkers just passed away, and they're in their mid-30s, so this ain't no joke right
now. From COVID?
Man.
That's crazy.
From COVID, yeah. Complications from COVID. Wow. So, you know, back to a little bit of levity, man. First of all, how y'all going to talk about y'all was kind of impressed, man. You realize he threw a 43-yard pass in the air, which is longer than anything Drew Brees or Jameis has thrown all year. Man, I'm going to say
talking about,
inside,
hold on, hold on, hold on. You talking about who? I can't remember who it was to, but you talking about where he completely underthrew the receiver and the receiver came back and caught that one?
Hey, catches
a
pass.
That was a horrible pass. But I hear you. Look, he looked good. I mean, I got to give him props. He looked good, but go ahead.
But, man, and then second of all, y'all keep fighting for Jameis. I'm going to say something in Espanol that even you'll understand, Chris Bouchard. Para! Come on, baby. You better stop it, brother. You look at Jameis, man. He threw 30 TDs and 30 interceptions. Rob, for you in the baseball, that's like striking out 9 people and then putting 9 people on base. It's unacceptable. We know what we got, man. The same way y'all treating Fitzpatrick, he's going to turn into a pumpkin one day. You realize this guy has the best QBR
younger.
For a year, right?
He's a lot younger than Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
The book is written on Fitzpatrick.
On top of that, Rob, you should be able to appreciate somebody like Taysom. The guy's working triple and quadruple shifts, special teams, offense, special teams, defense.
Yeah, but
Taysom
doesn't take days off every week either.
Oh, wow. All right.
Now, I hear you. And look, I'm not caping for Jameis. I said his resume ain't good enough for me to, you know, make an uproar about, oh, my gosh, they're starting Taysom Hill. I'm just saying that he's done more in the past. But I got no problem with him starting Hill, especially with the way he played on Sunday.
And all I'm saying is I also understand how some players like looked at it and just said, wait, what's going on here? That's all I said because of the resume. Let's go to Steve in Atlanta. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Steve?
What's up, gentlemen? I'm a transplant from New Orleans. I just believe that. Remember now, Taysom Hill signed a new contract before they signed Jameson.
Yep.
And it had to be a gentleman's agreement that Sean Payton said, next year is your opportunity. Because remember, he was number three behind Breece Hall.
Right. We know that.
As to keep his face as a head coach, he had to honor that. Now imagine the pressure Taysom Hill is under because Sean Payton also told him too. You don't put no W's on the board because we in the middle of a playoff run. This ain't no beginning of the season. This is the playoff time right now in the regular season. You mess up, you don't put a W on the board, I'm going to replace you with Jameson. So imagine the pressure.
I agree, but hold on. I think you're right. I think he definitely told Hill, look, we're going to give you a shot. And so he gave him a shot. But how do you think Hill responded under it, all the pressure? I thought he played well.
He played well. I'm very happy with it. Remember, Jameson, with the Tampa Bay, he's 1-5 against Atlanta. So, you know, maybe Sean Payton knows what he's doing more than we are. And I think they want Jameson next year, but they know. But remember, Drew Brees is going to retire.
Hugh Brees is going to NBC, dude. It's a done deal.
Right.
And here's the thing, so too. If I'm New Orleans, I do feel, and again, let's see what Jameis can do because obviously he's got the turnover problem. But I certainly feel much better with him as my quarterback going forward than Taysom Hill.
No doubt.
Because Taysom maybe he could do it for a year or two. You ain't playing that way for very long. I'm sorry. You know, and just like Rob, we've seen defenses figure out Lamar to some degree. You don't think they figure this dude out?
After a while, they'll make you throw the football, Chris.
Yep.
Yes,
yep.
They will.
So that's very true. All right.
Can we squeeze in Joel or we're out?
We got to get to Rod. Joel, call back next hour. There'll be another opportunity.
And real quick, Chris, with Monday Night Football, don't forget history being made tonight. For the first time, all the zebras all black.
That's right.
You hear me?
Yes. I saw him taking the pictures and stuff before the game.
Did you see that? All of the zebras are black tonight. Yeah. First time in NFL history.
All of the referees. Let's say it
zebras.
A little more respectfully.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, the zebras.
All of the officials in tonight's Monday Night Football showdown between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Los Angeles Rams are African American.
I haven't seen that many brothers work in a ball game since brothers at an NBA Finals back in the 90s, Chris, where we were all covering the NBA Finals. And there used to be like two tables in the press dining room with all black sports writers. Because the NBA, and I'm giving you a little trade secret, the NBA used to be the ghetto beat at the newspaper. Am I right, Chris?
No, that's right. Trial
all
of the
brothers, if you worked at a newspaper
it wasn't baseball,
back in those
that's
days,
for sure.
One name, right. It was you covered the NBA, and it was called the ghetto beat because everybody was black.
All right, we got our man Rod Woodson, the Hall of Fame defensive back, Super Bowl champion, coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are the iCouple coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It is easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. That's right. You hear the funky theme music and you know what time it is. It's time to bring in the Hall of Famer, one of the best defensive backs ever, Super Bowl champion, our man, Rod Woodson. What up, brother?
What's up, my brothers from another mother?
What's happening?
Does this just like make you stick your chest out whenever you hear this theme
Come
song
on,
specially made for you?
Hey, it makes me chuckle.
You know, it's like I got some theme music, you know. Never thought in my life I have some theme music.
What you don't know is that Pam Grier comes with the theme music.
Hey, oh, snap.
Hey, Rod, in her day, Pam Grier was two bags of potato chips.
She was fine now. She was fine. I don't know if my wife would like that now.
No. Right. I met on the screen.
Happily married.
I met on the screen.
Rob.
I'm just saying,
watch
as a movie
shut
star.
Shut your mouth. All right, Rob. Look, one of the most, to me, stunning developments at this point of the season, and I think it'll change. I think the Ravens will make the playoffs. But right now, they're out. They're the eighth team in the AFC, and they would not make the playoffs if it was coming up today. What do you think's going on there, and do you think they'll recover and definitely make the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one. You got to think now, you know, if you look at the play this past week, and this, how can some of those dudes are getting run over. I know, but how can a 3-yard slant of, what was it, a 15-yard touchdown at that, you know, the critical point? Yeah, A.J. Brown. I mean, a critical portion of the game where nobody can tackle the guy. Like, are we serious right now in the National Football League and defensive backs are unwilling to put, not, now I'm not going to say all defensive backs, but there's the vast majority that won't make a tackle. And for them to play that way and not having, you got to remember now Ingram this week, Dobbins this week, they're not playing the Steelers. They got to play Thursday night. They're going to lose that game. How do you win that game without those guys?
Right.
Good question.
You know,
right.
And then once they lose that game, they're 6-5. You know, and the way the defense has made plays as of late scares me. And obviously we've seen defenses kind of catch up with this offense, understanding that, you know, the philosophy of this offense is run in between the tackles and on the edges. But all the passes, for the most part, are in between the numbers.
Right.
And until they learn to throw the ball outside the numbers and make the defenses respect the width of the field, I mean, they're going to keep packing the middle of the field for against them.
Rod, what did you make of Tua being benched? You know, it just – the kid has just played a couple of games. There's going to be some bumps. It wasn't like he threw five picks. You know, maybe he wasn't playing well. I'll give you that. But we know about Fitzpatrick. Was this a coach just trying to, like, somehow, some way win a game and didn't care about his young quarterback's confidence or psyche? Or what'd you make of this?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of – when you bring a player in and he's your starter and he's not playing well, you know, obviously, you know, he's thinking that Fitz can come in and kind of give him some life and he can kind of have that miracle comeback like he's had in the past. And so I get it in my mindset and understanding where Forrest is coming from, but I don't like it for the future mindset and psyche of Tua, because Tua needs to learn that he can play bad and still bounce back. Now, the one thing that Flores said as soon as the game was over is that Tua is my starting quarterback. So that's the good thing, the positive things. I just didn't like him being pulled like that, because he needs to learn, even when the games are being played bad, he's having a bad game, that he needs to find a way to overcome that and be resilient in his mindset over that.
Rod, the Steelers, your one of your former teams, 10-0. Obviously, as a player, you go out there to win every single game. But let's face it, we haven't seen a team go undefeated and win the Super Bowl except for the 72 Dolphins. And we all remember the great Patriots team that was 18-0 and lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl. You don't want to lose, but is it tough, you know what I'm saying, to be undefeated and have – I mean, you can imagine the pressure – there's already pressure to win in the playoffs, but if you're undefeated through the regular season, it's just even more pressure. How do you handle a situation like this? Do you just think you can be the first team to go, you know, 16-0 and win it all?
I don't know. I've never, you know, in my 17 years, we were never undefeated. So
I don't know how that feels, but I think the mindset is, and the one thing that, you know, the Steelers do have, they do have a coach that keeps them pretty grounded. And Mike Tomlin has done a wonderful job, and he does a wonderful job in his messages to his players. And if they play bad in the game, and even though they're winning those games, but they're making those mistakes, he calls them out in the film room with the team. So, you know, they do understand. It feels good to win, obviously. You know, you never really think about going undefeated, you know, because everybody knows how hard that is and how rare that is in the National Football League. You know, but if they went 16-0, they wouldn't complain about it. You know, right. And then if you went there and got to the postseason and got to the Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl and was the second team in NFL history to go undefeated and win the Super Bowl, that's kind of another feather in the cap. But, you know, I don't think that they will flinch if they lost a game. Look, Mike Tomlin 2 weeks ago already said that every team that's going to play the Steelers from here on out is going to give them their A game, which is going to happen. And if you can beat the undefeated team, that's kind of a feather in your cap as a football team.
We saw Joe Burrow injured in Cincinnati. A shame. I mean, he's been playing, you know, pretty well his first year. What do you make of that? Some people are like, oh, the Bengals, they didn't give him an offensive line. They throw the ball too much. They've set him up so that he could get hurt. When you play football, there's a chance on every play. Am I right, Rod? Or does Cincinnati have any culpability in this?
No, man. It is what it is. Yeah, you know, he's a good young quarterback. And you got to think, I haven't heard there was any nerve damage or anything like that. It was just the MCL, ACL. And if that's all it is, the modern medicine, and, you know, he can come back from this injury, you know, as long as he doesn't have any setbacks. But I don't think that the ownership and the general manager, I don't think they have any play in this, just with the fact that they don't have – you can't make a complete team in 1 year.
Right.
You know,
it takes
time. They're putting pieces together. It was an older team when Marvin Lewis was there. So now they're kind of reconstructing it from the bottom up, and they started with the quarterback position. And it's going to take them a while to get, you know, a solid offensive line and a solid – I mean, they got a good running back. They got some good receivers. But it's going to take them a while to get all the other pieces that they want that Burrow needs as a quarterback to win football games in the National Football League.
All right, that's our man, Rod Woodson. You heard him. The Steelers going 16-0 and winning it all. So
I don't know if I said that.
We got it on tape, Rod. We're going to play it back.
All right, Rod. All right, thanks, brother. We appreciate it.
Stay well.
All right, now.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Sources say is next. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. Assuming they make this extra point, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tying this game up at 7 apiece with the LA Rams. And Mike Evans just caught, I don't know what was it, about 7-yard touchdown pass from Tom Brady. But he just manhandled. We had Rod Woodson, one of the greatest defensive backs ever, on just moments ago, and he talked about how these defensive backs don't want to tackle today. And Mike Evans caught the ball at the 6-yard line, got hit at the 5 by 2 Rams, and just beast mode in them.
But you just said what's happened. People want to make a hit, Chris. They don't want to tackle.
Wrap
they want to hit
people. Right.
That's right. What happens.
And I'm not even sure these defensive backs want to hit. They just they want to kind of just drag you down some way. But anyway, it is time for Sources Say. It is time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly 3 decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
Yes, sir. It is Sources Say, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio, the segment where we put Kristen Robb's 198 years of journalism experience to the test to see if they can tell the difference between a good source and a bad source in the world of sports. So, guys, let's get started. Story number one. My sources say that University of Illinois men's basketball coach Brad Underwood dropped 40 pounds during the offseason because his daughter asked him, quote, "Which of your three chins did that sideline reporter like the most?" End quote. Rob, my source is good.
You know what? Kids are brutally honest. And so I could see them saying that. I'm going to say that that's true.
How old was the kid?
Teens. Teenager.
Okay. So he or she would have known about a triple chin. See, a little six-year-old wouldn't have known.
And it was a girl. A double it was a female chin. Teenager.
Okay. I'm going to say true.
That was too easy. You know what? Many details.
So now, like you said, Rob, everything's going to be true after this.
Yeah, Rob, but you know the so pattern, right? He's
okay. So story number two. My sources say that a $6 million fundraiser is currently underway to reopen the home where Muhammad Ali grew up and turn it into a museum. Chris, my sources are good.
I'm going to say false because they already have a tremendous Muhammad Ali Museum in Louisville, which I've been to.
That's what I was going to say, Chris.
Have you been there?
I haven't been, but I know that there's one. So I thought, unless they were remodeling it, but that's not what he said. We got to say false.
Bro. What?
Should have stuck with your instincts.
That don't make sense. The place is huge. I mean, the museum.
Are they doing a redo?
No, it's his old house that he grew up in, and they're going to refurbish it and turn it into a museum.
Wow.
So maybe we'll have two museums.
Makes sense to me.
We're all tied.
The museum is way bigger than his house. So. Right. Yeah, but all right.
Story number three, Pacers guard for now, Victor Oladipo, announced on Instagram that he's going to sing at the upcoming wedding for his good friend, actor Michael B. Jordan in the spring. Rob, my source is good.
Say that again, real quick.
Victor Oladipo is going to sing at Michael B. Jordan's wedding in the spring.
False.
He does sing. Now, I don't know if he knows Michael B. Jordan or not, but he does sing. I'm going to say true.
You sit on a throne of lies.
He thought he was Michael Jordan's second wedding, but he was wrong.
We had to change at the top. Rob
did
up 2-1.
Did you just
one.
Completely make that up? Or
I
is
did.
This another player
I did.
Or anything?
I knew he sang, so I mixed it up.
Okay.
Story.
Bob G, you got to watch him. That's
story
what
number
sneaky.
Four.
Those Husky dudes are sneaky.
I dare you.
Oh, there
take
we
another
go.
One away from Chris. It's now 2-0. My sources say Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy, before their game on Sunday, pulled out a sledgehammer during their practice on Sunday night in a meeting. Smashed watermelons like Gallagher to emphasize their objectives for that upcoming game. Chris, you're down 2-1, so you go second. Rob, you're up first.
Is the Cowboys coach Peter Gabriel now? I mean, what is this?
Who?
Did you get that reference,
song,
Rob?
Sledgehammer.
No idea.
What? Save that for Funky Flashback Friday.
Sledgehammer. Come on,
Peter
man.
Gabriel.
That was a big
good
song in the 80s.
Rob stalling a veteran move right here. No right.
1985.
I'm going to say Watermelons Gallagher. I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say false. I need it.
Bro. Yeah! My goodness! Way to start the Turkey Day weekend. Turkey Day week, whatever, Thanksgiving. I'm feeling
Rob
good.
Parker.
You know
man.
What? Rob needs
hey,
this
Rob
victory.
G, pour some base me, man. Pour some butter on my back.
Oh, God. Talk about an image you don't want to have in your mind. My goodness.
I'm choking.
We got an hour left. Keep it locked.